It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Heidi Yaklovich. She works for the Southeastern Utah Health Department, and she is also contracted by the school district as the school nurse, and it is time to start talking about immunizations. Heidi, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about it. You know, school is just around the corner.
Yep, we got a week
whether
left.
We want to admit it or not.
Exactly.
But let's talk about that. There are some things that, you know, people may not realize when it comes to immunizations. Now, the kindergartners, they all need to be immunized before they start school.
Yes, they do.
That goes without saying, and everybody usually realizes that.
Yeah.
The one that's always tricky is seventh graders, and why is that? Let's talk about that for a minute.
You know, I think people just forget that there's more immunizations required. You get them in kindergarten, and then nobody bothers you until all of a sudden you're in seventh grade, and we start saying, oh, guess what? We need some more shots before we start school this year. And it's kind of traditional. They need a tetanus booster, a meningitis, and then a lot of them actually need to get a second chicken pox.
And you usually hit everybody with the kindergarten roundups, don't you?
Yes.
And that's okay. And then you try and make it and get as many of them in seventh grade as you can and be out for that when they register at, like,
yeah,
the middle schools? Is that how it usually works?
Yeah, so we actually did seventh grade registration in Mount Harmon this week, the week before we hit Helper Middle School.
And you try and hit as many of them as you can in that window.
We do.
But some of them you can't get to.
Exactly.
So what is the best way, if somebody needs to get their shots, how do they get a hold of you and get down to the health department to do that?
Okay, so down at the health department, we actually have a walk-in immunization clinic, and that is Monday through Thursday, and it's from 3 to 4:30 every day. During that time frame, we have a nurse that's designated just to do immunizations. At this time of year, you might have to wait a little bit just because we get kind of busy. One thing I do want to kind of hit on to remind people is to please remember when you go for immunizations, whether you come to the health department or to a doctor, bring your child's record with their previous vaccinations, because seventh grade and kindergarten vaccinations can be different depending on which vaccinations your child already has.
And I know those things always seem like it's the needle in the haystack, and you can never find them
exactly.
When you need them.
Exactly, yeah.
So let's say somebody can't find them. Can they get a new record? Would they be able to?
Well, we can try to piece them together. There is a state database. Not all physicians and facilities use it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've had shots at the ones that use it, we can pull some records off of there. If worse comes to worse, sometimes we have to start over with those vaccinations. So that's why that record is super important, to kind of try and keep track of that.
It's that little gold card that that everybody hangs on to.
Exactly. That little yellow card that's folded up in the plastic sleeve.
And it still is. And I believe, you know, when they get older, that's where you put their Social Security card, too.
Exactly. That's where my kids are.
Okay. So once again, on what days of the week do you have walk-in clinics?
So walk-in clinic at the health department's Monday through Thursday. And it's from 3 to 4:30. If you needed to get in contact with us, if maybe that didn't work for you and we needed to set up another time, call us first at 637-3671, and we'd be glad to work with you and see if we could figure out a time that'll work for you.
Okay, now just remember, kindergarten and seventh graders need to have those immunizations checked up and make sure that they can, that they're up to date on them, because it's very important. It really is.
It is, and it's state law. The state of Utah has a law that we have to abide by, and the kindergartners and seventh graders have to be up to date. Ideally, to start school, we kind of give you a little leeway the first week or so, but after that, your child can be excluded from attending if they're not current on their immunizations.
Okay. So, Heidi, thanks for coming in. And once again, one more time, kindergarten, seventh grade, they need to have their immunizations up to date before they can start school. And you can get them done at the Southeast Utah Health Department. They have a walk-in clinic Monday through Thursday, but what was the time again?
3 to 4:30.
3 to 4:30. Head on down there. You may have to wait. If there's a lot of people, you may have to wait, but you've got to get them in and get it done.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi, for coming in. We appreciate you today. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.